All right, good morning. It is the WIB Wake Up Show, 5:45. And a historic baseball game last night. I watched a little bit of it early on. But, wow. Wake up this morning to find out it went 18 innings with the Dodgers prevailing 6-5 over the Toronto Blue Jays. And Shohei Ohtani, wow. He was 4-for-4 with 5 walks. He reached base 9 times. Yeah. And put him in the record book a few more times. The first player in Major League Baseball postseason to reach base 8 times in a game after 4 intentional walks, another postseason record. When he made it on base a 9th time, he became the 4th player since 1925 and the first since 1942, regular or postseason, to reach that mark. And on top of it, Ohtani starts in the mound tonight for the Dodgers, who lead the series 2-1. So how about a little post-game reaction? The game ended in the bottom of the 18th when first baseman Freddie Freeman hit his second career walk-off homer.
To have it happen again a year later, to hit another walk-off, it's kind of amazing, crazy, and I'm just glad we won. And we're up 2-1, and we got our Shohei on the mound tomorrow.
Yeah, and Freeman says Ohtani is one of a kind.
He's a unicorn. It's just, there's no more adjectives you can describe Shohei. It's 4-for-4, 5 walks.
And understandably, Freeman says they're all exhausted after playing 2 games in 1, 18 innings.
I don't think we're physically tired. I think you're just mentally tired because you're in it every pitch, and every pitch means something in the World Series and in the playoffs. So I think we're all emotionally and mentally drained.
And what about the other side? What about the opposition? We don't have any comments, actually, from Toronto. Actually, they're all Dodgers comments, so... meanwhile, today in history, this is the day in 1886 the Statue of Liberty was dedicated in New York Harbor.
No, she stands for liberty for you and me.
Also on this day in 1922, fascism began to take hold in Italy as Benito Mussolini took control of the government. Temp up to 40 degrees, WWIB. We close out our first thought segment with day 18 of God's love letters to you. Today, Habakkuk, you must stumble before you dance. Habakkuk 2:1. I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. And Larry Crabb imagines what the Lord might tell us from the 3 chapters of Habakkuk, suggesting the Lord would say, never ignore your struggle with how I do things. Ask every question that rises in your heart as you live in this world, but prepare yourself to struggle even more with my response. You must stumble in confusion before you dance with joy. Know this, those who live by faith will struggle in ways that those who live to make their lives work will never know. It is that struggle to believe that despite desperate pain and confusion that a good plan is unfolding, that will open your eyes to see me more clearly. I'm going to read that again. It is that struggle to believe despite desperate pain and confusion that a good plan is unfolding that will open your eyes to see me more clearly. Is that what you want? Will you pay the price? The price is this. You will tremble in agony as you live in a sinful, self-prioritizing world. You will learn to wait in emptiness and frustrated desire for my plan of love to reveal itself. With confidence in me and hope in my plan, you will not only feel the pain of living in the valley, but also see my glory from the mountaintop of faith. Only those who struggle in confusion and wait in hope will be strengthened to struggle well and to wait with confidence. Struggle well, wait in hope. Closing prayer. Father God, we're not sure how to answer this question. Am I willing to pay the price? We want to answer our answer to be yes, but we're scared. Strengthen our heart to believe something good is happening when pain and confusion overwhelm us. We want to learn to struggle well. In Jesus' name, amen. WWIB, it's the WIB Wake Up Show, 10 in front of 6 o'clock on this 40-degree Tuesday. Great to have you aboard here on WWIB, where we are family.
Hi, WIB listeners. Just calling to connect for October Connect Month. WIB is a blessing to this community and to anyone who listens even further away from the Chippewa Valley. God bless everyone, and I hope God blesses you every day. Thank you.
Now let's see what you're saying back to us in the mailbag. These are some friends in Stanley who say when the alarm goes off in the morning, it's WIB greeting us and ushering us into the day. We're super listeners because that's been our sole radio station for 40-plus years. We appreciate the warmth and familiarity of the family atmosphere from silly to serious. We call it, it's like trail mix, right? Audio trail mix, sweet and salty. So many blessings from listening. Thanks so much to our friends John and Becky in Stanley. And we're praying for, we'll lift up your prayer request here in our staff devotions today. Also, Kathy in Cornell says, I moved to Wisconsin in 1985 and found you when I was looking for Christmas music. It was the radio station I kept on after that. When I started working, it was my go-to in my car, going to and from work, helping ease my stress during the drive in bad weather. Retired now and still listening, Kathy in Cornell. Thank you so much, Kathy. And finally, Ruth in Onalaska, who said, I asked Jesus into my heart on September 18th, 1983. I've been using it as part of my email address ever since. My born-again birthday is the most important day of all. Well, that's a wonderful connection from Ruth in Onalaska. Well, it's the final week of voting in this year's Home for the Holidays contest, and you can vote every day through Friday and help a family be together this Christmas.
Yes, and we're going to go through the final five stories here to make sure that you hear them all. You have through Friday, so a little different this week, just through Friday to vote. And then next week, Lord willing, we'll be revealing the winner thanks to your votes of who's getting that $1,000 for round trip airfare to either go see a family member or bring someone they love home to them.
Mm-hmm. First story reads like this. I want to see my uncle, Philip Stevens. He lives in Pennsylvania and I live in Stanley, Wisconsin. After my dad passed, he's always been there for me. He has never met my three kids yet, and he was the one to walk me down the aisle at my wedding. After his injury at work, which is better now, and my grandma passing, who was his mom, I think this would be the best thing, and he would get to taste Wisconsin cheese curds. My kids are now 7, 6, and 1, and a stepkid who's 21. I would be forever grateful. I haven't seen him since June of 2012 at my wedding. My grandma never got to meet my kids, and what better way to have him see my family?
The second story says, my older brother Jacob is serving in the Navy. Due to his commitment, he spent a lot of time away from his wife Kelly and their 5-year-old son Wesley. Our family in Wisconsin has gone almost 3 years without seeing them. Last fall, our grandpa was called home by the Lord. Now our grandma is facing several health issues. Earlier this year, my husband and I welcomed our first child. It would be extraordinary to spend this Christmas with our entire family. Having them home will allow Jacob to meet his nephew for the first time. Give us a chance to share the gospel and make our family whole for a little while.
The third of these five stories at wib.com/holidays is we would love to go see our Maryland family. Our daughter was born in April, and we would love for her to meet her family who lives on the East Coast. My husband moved here 12 years ago, and his entire family is out there, so we haven't seen them nearly as often as we'd like. This would be a beautiful opportunity for them to meet her for the first time.
Two more as we're down again to the final five that you can vote on this week. This one says, I want to see my granddaughter, Luciana. She moved out to Redding, California 4 years ago to attend Bethel, which she did for 2 years. Then she decided to take a year off to work and save money before going to their third-year program, but she hasn't gone back. Everything is much more expensive in California. Gas is about $4, so she is finding it difficult to make ends meet. She would love to come home for Christmas, and the whole family would love to have her home. We miss those Luciana hugs.
And the fifth and final story up at wib.com/holidays, voting through Friday. Sarah is serving in Thailand, and now with family health issues, Sarah would love to reunite for the Christmas season. This potential WIB sponsor-provided funding would be a godsend. Sarah's an example of endurance during adversity. So grateful for the 103.7 FM and especially for your sponsors. We hope to provide positive reports to students worldwide and all around the listening area to inspire the youth to trust in time of need. Sarah has a heart for people and is a compassionate international sponsor. We hope to be able to repay all who make the impossible possible. Thank you. Wow, those are all really powerful stories.
And again, you can vote once per day for the story that moves you the most at WWIB.com/holidays. As always, thank you so much to the sponsors. Making Home for the Holidays possible, it's brought to you this year in part by Grace Home Respiratory, by Cambridge Senior Living of Eau Claire, Hudson, and Rice Lake, and by Hovland's Heating, Ventilation, and Air Conditioning.
Again, you can vote once per day. Vote today at wib.com/holidays tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. All right, we got an announcement to make.
We do indeed. So, you know a couple artists already for OneFest 2026. And, of course, you can get your tickets even right now at one-fest.com. So we know the Saturday night headliner is for King & Country. Massive, massive get. That's huge. And we also know that coming Friday night, Ben Fuller, which will be fantastic as well, too. Never get tired of seeing Ben Fuller. I've seen for King & Country one time before and very much looking forward to seeing them again. But we now have another Saturday artist to let you know about, and this will be in the 3 o'clock slot on Saturday afternoon as we get closer and closer to that finale with OneFest.
All right, Caleb's going to have the announcement following the drum roll before 7:30 here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Breaking the news here.
The next artist is Rachel Lampa. You keep me
hanging on. Rachel Lampa, outstanding.
Absolutely. Such a big fan of her music. Kind of a comeback recently. Of course, she was very, very popular in Christian music back in the day and took some time off. Again, has a family and now coming back with some great, great music. You're hearing High Hopes. Perfectly Loved with Toby Mac, I believe was her most streamed song ever. She just has a wonderful heart, great singer, great songwriter, and she's going to be coming Saturday afternoon to OneFest.
Fantastic. Saw her recently with Jason Gray. Outstanding. Broke into the CCM scene when she was just 14. Took a break. She's back, and so many great songs. What a great addition to OneFest 2026.
And we have another announcement coming up this same time on Thursday morning. The lineup just keeps growing. Another artist to be announced, and that will be one a little bit later on Saturday, getting closer to For King & Country. So we will let you know about that. I think we're going to be joined by phone by Heather from OneFest on Thursday as well. But again, one-fest.com, one-fest.com. Get your tickets, get your camping reserved. Find out more at one-fest.com. OneFest 2026, it's going to be great. It's Tuesday trivia time once again here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. The number to call is 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. And one more time, we have $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee for you. $25 to spend at C&J's. You can certainly order online at cjscandystore.com. You can have candy sent wherever you want, anywhere, to anyone you want. But stop on in, see their amazing selection, nostalgia candies, candies from all over the world. If you have a sweet tooth, C&J is the place to go. Here's the question, and again, 723-2555. It is estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world. It is estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world. What is it? What are we talking about? 715-723-2555. It's estimated there are 18 million of these in use around the world. 723-2555. Guess away for Tuesday trivia.
All right, $25 in wooden nickels spending for C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop.
Somebody going to win it.
Yeah, somebody's going to. It could be you. 723-2555 as the calls start to come in here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy, what do you think?
Would it be cell phones?
Would it be cell phones? Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry, Tammy.
Not it. It's estimated there are 18 million of these in use around the world.
723-2555. We've heard from the east part of the WIB listener area. How about north, south, and west? 723-2555. 18 million of what in use around the world?
Let's hear from you Tuesday trivia at 715-723-2555 for a chance to win $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. They have that summer location also in Rock Falls.
I think it might be Tammy again. Hi, good morning.
It is. I'm going to go vehicles.
Vehicles. Is it vehicles? Tammy?
Sorry.
Not it, but thanks for trying.
She is not shy.
Be persistent. 723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Trinity from Eau Claire.
Hi, Trinity.
Is it typewriters?
Is it typewriters?
Yeah, maybe.
I wish I had one of those.
Yeah, that's what I got, an electronic typewriter for my graduation from high school in the early 80s. That's not it, though.
Thank you, Trinity. 715-723-2555 for your guess.
They seem like a relic now, right? You could have kids going like, what is that? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Beth from Elk Mound.
Hi,
would
Beth.
It be lawnmowers? Hi.
Yeah.
Is it lawnmowers?
18 million lawnmowers around the world.
Wow. It is estimated there are 18 million of these in use around the world. What in the world are we talking about?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lori from Fall Creek.
Hi, Lori.
Is it flashlights?
Flashlights, good guess, sure.
That's a great guess, but that's not it.
Thank you, Lori.
723-2555 for $25 in wooden nickel spending at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee, online at cjscandystore.com. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rebecca from Ladysmith. I can't think of the name of the dogs. They're like seeing eye dogs, but for medical emergencies, you know, them dogs.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. In use around the world. Yeah, right. You may never know what we're thinking, but that's not it.
715-723-2555.
All right, we will do three more guesses this Tuesday morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Beth again.
All right, Beth.
Would it be coffee makers?
Yeah, 18 million coffee makers, very popular. People
sure.
love their coffee all over the planet, but that's not it.
It's estimated there are 18 million of these in use around the world. What could it be?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kendra from Winter.
Hey, Kendra.
So I'm going to go a little bit the other way and say that it's health workers.
Okay. Sure.
In use around the world is how we've termed it. Could that be it? It's not what we're looking for.
Thank you for the call from Winter. One more call before 8 a.m. and we push this off till 8:15-ish.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Lori again from Fall Creek.
All right, Lori.
Is it bicycles?
Yeah, 18 million bicycles all over the world. That is quite popular, but that's not what we're looking for.
Thank you for the calls, everyone. Think about it. We'll give you another chance coming up in less than half an hour. Tuesday trivia try number two here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. The number to call, as always, 715-723-2555. You're playing for a chance to win $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. Wherever you might be, you can order online, cjscandystore.com, and have candy sent right to your door or someone else's C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop downtown Menominee. Our question is this, 715-723-2555. It's estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world. It is estimated there are 18 million of what in use around the world? 715-723-2555 to guess.
We had some great guesses the first go around. Nobody got it, so keep it going here. We got no calls right now. If you call 723-2555, you go to the front of the line.
715-723-2555. It's estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world. 18 million of what in use around the world? 715-723-2555. A chance to win $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop. Of course, they're in Menominee, have that Rock Falls location open in the summer. They have pretty much every Pez imaginable, candy from every corner of the world, nostalgic sweets, a jelly bean wall, tons of gummies, lots and lots of things to spend that $25 on. You get those little wooden nickels worth $5 a piece. A lot of fun to spend those.
We've got a caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jenny from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Jenny. Good to hear from you. What do you think?
Moped.
Moped. Good guess. Sure.
That's a great guess. Yeah. What is it? 18 million around the world. Could that be it? It's not, but thanks.
See a lot of those in use in some of the more like densely populated parts of the country or parts of the world, rather, like India and such.
Right. 723-2555. Heard from Jenny. How about you? 723-2555. Everybody's got a sweet tooth. You don't have to eat all the candy. You can share it.
You can indeed. Estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Menominee. This is Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, is it hair dryers?
Is it hair dryers?
Yeah, thinking outside the box here a little bit. It's not it. Thanks.
Thank you to a Jenny and a Jen.
Right.
Chippewa Falls, Menominee representing. 715-723-2555. You can be next through.
Might we have Jen and O'Call to complete, Eau Claire to complete the trifecta for the Chippewa Valley. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
This is Andy from Chippewa Falls.
Andy, okay, that's fine too. All right, what's your guess?
Satellites,
okay. 18 million satellites in use.
More and more of those crowding space, right, all the time. That's not it, thanks.
It's estimated there are 18 million of these in use around the world. What in the world are we talking about?
For $25 in wooden nickel spending for C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop, also online at cgscandystore.com. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Tina from Eau Claire.
Hi, Tina.
Is it hotels?
Hotels. Hotels. Sure. See where you're going with that? Is that what we're looking for? 18 million hotels in use around the world.
It's not where we're going. Thanks.
Thank you, Tina. 715-723-2555.
Keep it going. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond from Altoona.
Hi, Desmond.
Is it phones?
Phones.
Phones. That actually was our very first guess, cell phones. So.
All right, so I'm going to go to the Jeopardy music. So can you give us a bonus guess, maybe?
Cars?
Is it cars?
18 million around the world. Sorry.
Now what we're looking for, call us back, Desmond. 715-723-2555. Estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world.
All right, we'll go to three more guesses. Three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Trulina from Stanley.
Hi, Trulina.
Reading glasses.
Sure. The cheaters, the spectacles.
Yep.
Got some on right now. Could that be it? Sorry.
Good guess, Trulina. 715-723-2555. Two more.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jody from Aliva.
Hey, Jody.
How about ATM machines?
Good guess, yeah.
Sure.
Plenty of those. People go and get their money. And then popping up right in convenience stores and stuff like that.
Yep.
It's not it, though.
It's estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world. 18 million of what?
Is that a sign that people got the wrong answer when we're complimenting them?
Well, maybe we're just very complimentary.
Is this the last one? I think so. Hi, what's your name? Yep. Where are you calling from?
This is Kathy from Eau Claire.
Hi, Kathy.
Aircraft.
Aircraft.
Yeah.
18 million aircraft in use around the world?
Not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Kathy. All right. We'll try again coming up after 8:45.
Yeah, you guys, good effort there. We've had great effort all morning long here on WWIB in terms of trying to get this. And we broke some news earlier this morning. Rachel Lampa is coming to OneFest. Yeah, she's going to fill the 3 o'clock slot on August 1st. So, again, more information about that. And probably future announcements coming, right, Caleb?
Yep, Thursday morning, just around 7:30, we will have another announcement coming up. It's the third try, Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel. The number to dial, 715-723-2555. The question to answer is this. It's estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world. Your chance to get $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee.
Yeah, it's a great prize. I know as we've given this away before, people are like, I'd love to win that. People are already calling at 723-2555. What is the question?
It's estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world.
Okay, and that kind of fits in because at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop, they have candy from every corner of the world. Perfect. All right, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Nikki Nelson from Lake Holcomb.
Hi, Nikki.
Is it toilets?
Is it toilet? In use, sure.
Yeah, that has not been guessed yet. It's not it. Not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Thank you, Nikki.
723-2555. After Nikki, the call bank is empty, so keep it going here for your chance to win $25 in spending money for C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. Also online at cjscandystore.com, that summer location in Rock Falls. Driven by it recently. 723-2555. 723-2555. Caleb, we had a lot of good guesses earlier.
We did indeed. It's estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world. 18 million of what in use around the world? 715-723-2555. We've heard from lots of different places, including Wausau, Eau Claire, Elk Mound, Fall Creek, Ladysmith, Winter, Chippewa Falls, Menominee, Altoona, Stanley, Aliva, and Lake Holcomb. Incorrect guesses we've heard so far, not cell phones, vehicles, typewriters, lawnmowers, flashlights, guide dogs, coffee makers, health workers, bicycles, mopeds, hair dryers, satellites, hotels, reading glasses, ATMs, aircraft, or toilets. None of those. It's estimated there are 18 million of these in use around the world.
7232555. Are you guys all guessed out? Are you holding out for the hint in 23 hours from now?
715-723-2555 for your chance to win $25 to spend at C&J's in Menominee, C&J's Candy Store.
They're off to work, they're off to school, and they're looking stumped, Caleb.
Maybe.
Oh, just as I say that, I haven't started the countdown, and so they sneak in. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth from Elk Mound.
Hi, Beth.
Hi. Golf clubs.
Golf clubs, all right.
That's a good guess. Could that be it? Sorry.
Good guess, though.
Yeah, it was.
18 million sets of golf clubs in use around the world? Yeah.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda. First time today. What's on your mind? What's your guess?
Well, I know I can't win because I've won that one before.
Mm.
But I'll put it out there so then it can be eliminated.
Okay.
So I would say service dogs.
Service dogs. Okay.
So, we had guide dogs guessed earlier, but yeah, we could just say service dogs in general.
That's not it. Thanks.
Good guess. Thank you. 715-723-2555. It's estimated there are 18 million of these in use around the world.
Down to our final three. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Todd from Rice Lake.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, how about drones?
Drones,
yeah. More and more. Yeah. That is certainly possible, right, these days. But that's not what we're looking for.
715-723-2555. Last two chances on a Tuesday for Tuesday Trivia.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Beth from Elk Mountain.
All right,
again.
Beth. What do you think?
Forklifts.
Yeah, that's outside of the box for sure. Could there be 18 million of those in use around the world? It's not what we're looking for. One last try. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patricia from Chippewa Falls.
What's your guess, Patricia?
Could it be pagers?
Yeah.
Maybe some of those still being used.
Yeah, going a little old school on us. That's not it.
Thank you, Patricia. Estimated there are 18 million of these. 18 million of what in use around the world? Tuesday Trivia becomes Win It Wednesday starting after 7:15 tomorrow morning.